Here's a little bit more about the shifts that are happening in what we call the mind and levels of consciousness. The scientists are doing studies on this now, paralyzing part of the brain. I think it's the frontal part, the civilized part, the part where we do all our judging and editing, paralyzing that so that the rest of the brain frees up. And I think that's what happens in a savant, somebody who's a genius in some particular thing, is that part of the brain no longer blocks, doesn't check everything out. It's not functioning. And so we become spontaneous. We allow our genius to be there. And if you meet any of these people, you'll find they're sort of ruthlessly honest. And that is the way we need to be. There are no actual shortcuts, but there are quick ways and slow ways. And here's a quick way. Get a group of people together and meet, say once a week, and be absolutely honest with each other. But before you say anything, sit and look and watch. Look at the facial expressions. Look at the body posture. Listen to the tone of voice when they speak. And then give them feedback. Say, this is what goes on in me when I hear you. Not, you are like this, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. No, no. Just say, when you speak in that tone of voice, I feel, and tell them what you feel. Impatient, bored, whatever. Tell them. And invite everybody to tell you. You see, if you're not in the zone, or whatever we call it, incredibly awake, totally disconnected from the functions of your fixed behavior, if you're not realizing that separation is an illusion, that we are all one, if you're not in that state, it means you're still in a coffin. That's the word that came. You're still in a straitjacket. You're still imprisoned in your behavior that you developed as a child to keep out of trouble and to get approval. You are still behaving in a way that no longer serves you. It helped you to survive then, and now it's your biggest burden. So you need to see that behavior more clearly. And it's very difficult to see it yourself. So invite other people. When I'm talking, what annoys you? What disturbs you? What do you like? What do you dislike? Get them to share it. Start to see yourself from the outside more clearly. And if you get upset with what they say, wonderful, they've hit the spot. Be with it. We are all, unless we're living in the zone, all of us, only at a fraction of our potential. Just a fraction. And that's practically everybody. So experiment, play, have fun with it.